Chapter 15. And the answer is... A few hours later, Jonah and I walk into the Great Hall. Lawrence, Minerva, and three other members of the court are seated in a row of chairs at the front of the room. Across from them is an empty seat. The room is packed with people. The three finalists are standing on the sidelines, waiting to be called for their interview. "Come on, Jonah," I say. "Let's find seats in the audience." "Why aren't we judging this round?" Jonah asks. "You're the Princess of Bog. You should pick the person replacing you."
"It doesn't seem fair for me to decide who'll be princess, since I won't be here anyway," I point out. "Also, I've only been princess for like a day, and we have to leave in like 5 hours. It's already 6:30 at home."
"True," Jonah says. He leans closer to me. "Belly should win. She was the first to give up her coin. That means she's the kindest."
"We're not rating who's the kindest of the finalists," I point out.
"I'm just saying, if there's a tie, being the nicest could tip things Belly's way."
I sigh. Belly is just too low-key. But Wendy, she has it all. Jonah crosses his arms over his chest.
"Well, I think Belly does.
No way will Belly do well on the interview part of the contest," I say. "Sorry, but it's true." He shrugs and points at two empty seats in the second row. We hurry over and sit down. Prince curls up at Jonah's feet. I look around. Many of the former contestants are here, and their families too, as well as members of the court and villagers. Everyone has come to see who will be crowned Princess of Bog. I glance at my watch again. Time is tight. At least we know where the portal is. I'll miss this place. Maybe not the humidity and my crazy hair, but I'll miss being able to make decisions and plan events like this contest.
"Attention," Lawrence says to the crowd. "We will now begin the final round to see who will be named Princess of Bog."
"We call Belly to the chair," a woman next to Lawrence says. I'm pretty sure she's the Minister of Villagers.
Belly bites her lip and slowly stands up. She looks nervous. She's definitely not used to this kind of thing. As she walks over to the chair, I take stock of her. She's medium height, medium weight, medium everything, even medium brown hair, medium length. She does have a nice smile, but she seems too nervous to smile now.
"Belly, please tell the court why you should be named Princess of Bog," the Minister of Villagers says.
Belly doesn't respond. A long moment passes.
"Come on, Belly," Jonah whispers. "You can do it."
I watch Belly. She's not saying anything.
"Come on, say something."
I knew it. She's just too quiet. Jonah has to accept she's not Princess of Bog material. But finally, Belly clears her throat.
"I believe I should be named Princess of Bog because I care about our community very much," she says. "From the court to the village and everything that affects us, I know a lot about the swamps and how they work. I will stand up for every villager and ensure that all citizens of Bog, young and old, rich or poor, thrive. And I promise to lead with courage, bravery, loyalty, and kindness. Thank you."
She walks back over to the sidelines and stands next to Wendy and Tulip. Wow, that was great. She might be quiet, but she's thoughtful and succinct.
"Yes," Jonah whispers next to me with a fist pump. "Go, Belly."
"I now call Wendy to the chair," the Minister of Food says.
Wendy launches into a handstand and hand walks over to the chair. She does a backflip and lands right on her butt on the seat. So impressive! I can do a handstand too, but for like 2 seconds max. The audience breaks into cheers and claps.
"Wendy, please tell the court why you should be named Princess of Bog," the minister continues. Because I'm tough, I'm fearless, and I will get the job done. Yeah!
She shouts, flexing her muscles, which are mighty.
Go, Bog!
She says, and returns to the sidelines next to Belly and Tulip.
I now call Princess Tulip to the chair, the Minister of Kingdom says.
Can a maid carry me over? Tulip asks. I've had a long day, and my feet are killing me.
Maid, Minerva calls, carry the princess to the chair.
Everyone watches as one of the maids, not much taller or bigger than Tulip herself, picks her up and struggles to carry her over to the chair.
Thank you, dear, Tulip says with a warm smile. You're a peach.
You're welcome, the maid responds and scurries off.
Princess Tulip, Lawrence begins, please tell the court why you should be named Princess of Bog.
Tulip begins fanning herself with her mini frond fan. She takes a deep breath and opens her mouth, then shuts it. That's weird. Why isn't she answering? Finally, Tulip clears her throat and says,
I...
Before Tulip can say another word, the doors to the Great Hall burst open. What's going on? At least 30 soldiers storm the room. They're all wearing white and gold. Before we even know what's happening, they have our 10 Bog soldiers surrounded.
Take these Bog soldiers to the dungeon,
a guy in a gold mask orders his henchmen.
Use their precious ladders to bar the doors.
Wait a minute. I know that smug, whiny voice, and I'd recognize that flowy blonde hair anywhere. It's Prince Micah. He's taking over the kingdom.
Sneak attack! Jonah cries.
Ah is right. Everyone is screaming and trying to run. Some villagers manage to escape the room.
Round up the court, the pea princess and her brother, and the finalists for Princess of Bog,
Prince Micah shouts. Does he have to call me that? The enemy soldiers are running right toward me. One soldier grabs my arm. I try to jab him with my elbow, but miss. Crumbs. I see a soldier nab Jonah's arm, too.
Jonah!
I shout, straining toward my brother, but the soldier holding me has too good a grip. More Bug soldiers grab Lawrence, Minerva, and the three ministers.
Unhand me right now, you uncouth varmint, Tulip demands.
A tall soldier is holding her by the arm, and she kicks him in the shin. Prince Micah stares at Tulip.
Hey, wait a minute. I recognize you. You're Princess Tulip of the Marsh Kingdom. Well, you're not a princess anymore. You're a prisoner.
Why are you doing this? I demand. Prince Micah sneers at me.
We want your mattresses. Ours are the worst, and we need the alligators back. We're covered in mosquito bites.
He scratches his arm in a fury. You kicked out our alligators, I snap, and you said our mattresses were lumpy.
Well, I changed my mind. Too bad, so sad.
He glares at me and scratches his neck, then turns to his shoulders.
Take the prisoners to the moat and throw them in the old rowboat. It'll either sink or the alligators will get them. Take off the oars.
You can't do this, I say, trying and failing to wriggle free from the soldier holding me.
Girl! Girl!
Prince barks. He lunges for the soldier, but the guy grabs him and holds him tight with his free arm.
You'd better not hurt my dog, or else!
I shout.
Yeah! Wendy yells, or you'll answer to me!
She karate chops one of the three soldiers holding her. But it's three against one, and she can't escape. A takeover is not the way to get what you want, Belly says quietly. Prince Micah sneers at her.
Oh, please. Of course it is.
Belly lifts her chin and looks him right in the eye.
No,
A true leader brings his or her issues to a meeting with other leaders and helps work out a plan that benefits everyone. Prince Micah laughs.
You're hilarious! Now, get them to the moat, he orders his soldiers.
No! The soldiers lead us all outside. They force us to march down the stone steps of the moat alongside the castle. Prince starts growling at the water, then whimpering. His ears are flattened against his head. He starts to tremble, which can only mean one thing. Alligators! I see one, and another, swimming in the moat. It's an alligator family! Jonah cries. Plus, there's only one boat. It's long and wood and has no oars. The soldiers push us all into the boat and untie it from the post. We're drifting toward the center of the swamp. We're stuck in the swamp with hungry, annoyed alligators around us. The portal back home is inside the castle, on the top mattress in Tulip's room. If we can't get out of here, we can't get home.
Well, at least things can't get worse, Jonah says.
And then a big fat raindrop lands on my nose.